there are four different processes of Blias transferring into Mikafei. There's cold, which is the concept of Avishal. Then we have Bishal Mamet, which is the cooking. We have Flea, which is roasting, and Malicha, which is the process of the four different processes. All of them have very different dynamics, but they get one by one. Let's start with Kavish, because that's the order of the cement. Kavish and Nikotina. Without Kavish, that's the order of the cement. Without Kavish, now Kavish and Avishal is the concept of tremendous kiddush, that even though food, there's no heat, there's no salt, there's no anything, even though it's cold, there's going to be a transfer of Blias. So that's the concept of Kavish and Avishal. Umar says, based on the concept, that it has to be, how long does it be kavish in order to be mevusel? So it has to be there, machalik yishayim, it has to be 24 hours or 3 days in order to make it kavish kemevusel. So you pass skin, like the shita of 24 hours, makes it kavish kemevusel, if you want to, you can even make it even to mitzarev as a smith. The shach is mitzarev as a smith, as a suffix, the shach is mitzarev, it comes on to the kemev mitzarev. So the yikaron, we go 24 hours, and that's together of kavish kemevusel. Now, what calls 24 hours? Those 24 hours have to be a straight process, or let's say you take a break in action, does that mess up the kavish kemevusel process? So kivega brings down. Meisleis, the son of Eis, the nine has to be water. Avashachman, tech meisleis. If you pour it out, tech meisleis, the shachat shalana chimel, it can cover kavish. That's the kivega brings down. It's like basking. That's the 24 hours straight. If you took it out of the water for a second, or out the water, and you change the water, that messes up your 5 hours. 25 hours has to be a straight process of 25 hours, and you get kavish kemevusel. And if you eat the meat or whatever is in kavish out, or if you eat the water, there's not going to be any kavish kemevusel in that type of situation. The Tosfei Tshuvin Samach Tes, I think it was Lamadala, discusses, let's say the meat was in the water all the time straight, consider 25 hours, but the water was the Mayim Achlifen, it's in the river, and keeps on moving. We had a case where it's in the sink, and the sink is a little clogged up, and it's constantly switching the water. The question is, over there, and maybe over there, there's more of a svar to say that it should be kavish kemevusel, because over there, the svar is that the maisa, it was being worked on the whole time, the meat was being worked on for 24 hours straight, so maybe over there, it should be halacha kavish kemevusel. Or you say, no, being that the maisa, it was not the shidduch of this water and this meat, was not together from the medical of a 25-hour stroke. Therefore, Kanzain, we don't say, looking at that situation, because it surely is Maitreya Lahalko, it is a Machlokes, and Moshe, I think it was Kim Ochof, said he can make a Makam Hafsid. Moshe is going to make a Makam Hafsid. Then when Tanayim Machlisim doesn't get it in, I'll cover Shkumulutsal or not. How does the actual Kavish Kumulutsal practice work? Is it this? Or is it a different way of transferring it, just Mavliya or Maflik? Nafkamina, the Mishabun Tav Samach Halaf Shkatin Chavches, discusses whether a person, whether if you, Achil is Lachin of Hashem Masa. The Lach is Masa Mavusha Lach is not kosher for Masa. It's just Masa Mavusha, you soak for 25 hours to make it soft. Does it make it again of Kavish Kamavusha or not? All right. It is a Bama Bissel, and the male, you're not being used anymore for your Masa or not. So I'm just moving down from, I think it was the Chok Yaakov. But the Chok Yaakov says that kavish is the mevusel. Thus, mevusel will mess up your matzah. You're not able to use it in your matzah, right? Because when there's 24 hours, it can't use it for matzah. This is the prima donna mafakvik. It's not mafakvik and says that kenzayin is not going to be mevusel, just in mavliya, and it'll be good to use it for your matzah on Pesach. A similar style is in the game where the dams are covered. The dam we saw. That's the Darbana. But this is not the Amafu, maybe we're not the Darbana. Yeah. So therefore, it's like this where the dam, the same style, the dam discusses whether if the dam was if I was then this one now is going to be Darbana. No, no, it'll still be the right. It's not the same. Is it Mavasha or is it Mavu? Now, how does it work? Whether it's Mavish or Mavliya, how does it work? Is it a slow process of a little bit at a time, and you get 25 hours, like it turns it off? Or really, nothing for 25 hours, and you get 25 hours, you get a big bang, and then explodes, and now you have your total bishul. That's the place in the place of the place of say it's the matnat, because Seder is giving off a little bit of a time. It goes a little bit of time all the time, the effect of the Chavis Das, why the Pesach is not after. coming to Pesach Basar Masu. They're saying Kavos Kim Basar right away, it's giving Mat Mat, giving up a time. Because the answer right away by a Masu. Not the place you say, but the place is Mahara, because it's Mahara a lot of times. It's going to call it Tam Kavos. That Enochinami, there is a little bit of a time, but it's an Eich, it's not, a Masu is in the mouth. It's the quality of the taste. The Tam Kavos, that's not going to be off of the Masu. So, the way Kavos Kim Basar is considered giving up a Masu. At the end of 25, that's when it finishes off, it gets the chasher of time. After the place is not so bothered by, if you put the ister into the heter, into a keli, and it's 55 hours. So this is what it says, that's going to ask it. Like everyone else, they're going to ask it her by the time the belief comes out of any benyomai. So the place is saying, being at the slow process, the whole time it's getting time, since the rave or most of the time came in at a point where it wasn't enough. Come, but the place is therefore it's going to be belated. So they say, that the way the process works is that nothing until 25 hours. Until 25 hours is still filling you up. When you get to 25 hours, you get a big explosion, all the bleeds happen, and before that, nothing at all is going to happen. And Nafkamina, we said, Kabibi, Nafkamina is, let's say there's something there to a Shishim for 22 of the hours. And the last 2 hours, Nafkamina? It was Shishim, let's say, for 24 hours, and he took out the Shishim. Now it's not Shishim. So if you hold that the way Kavosh is that you need 24 hours of working, how much that's not saying. Could be telling that. If you hold that size, it's going slowly a little bit at a time, and you need 24 hours of that, so maybe you attack any 25 hours. I think if you hold that, if nothing does 25 hours, 24 hours explodes, now it's giving up time, you now the Shishim could be able to also. Could be also, even though it's not there for 25 hours now. It's so past it, so it could be, you know, Tom Coates could say it's a buildup of the time. Yeah, but it was about the Rishishim, so that the whole time was nothing. It was about the Rishishim. I didn't take it out, and I had a chance to check it out. So, so far, that's how it works. Now, Kavosh has to be assimilated into liquid. And the salads, what makes something Kavosh? What into what? So, the to on the says it's a solid into liquid. You have solid into something and liquid, then you get something to be Kavosh, the sitting there. I'm not thinking you have something which is too solid or even too liquid, and that's not considered Kavosh Kim Basar. Because I'm discussing a little by ice. So it passes by ice, it should not be considered Kavosh Kim Basar. It's in the freezer, it should not be considered Kavosh Kim Basar. Then we found one of the Achronim said that even by ice, it is considered Kavosh Kim Basar. He says, but it's really can be made up. Therefore, I may advance up for a question on Pesach. By Pesach, it's crazy that you have to say your freezer is going to be a problem, being that you have chametz sitting in ice is going to cover some of us, so that has been a bristle, and it's going to be a problem, so therefore you have a problem on chametz at Pesach, and he wants you to either line your freezer to get out of it, they shouldn't have an issue on cover some of us. So, whatever kind of all that, there is no cover some of us by ice, it's only solid into liquid, and if it's solid into liquid, it's not going to have any cover some of us. Cool?
You're using
to be master. No, it's high Lach also, we said, and others say, there is no Kavosh Kim Basar. They just have Lach v'lach. There's not going to be Kavosh Kim Basar. Now, how much does Kavosh Kim Basar work? Because I'm afraid to know over here, we have something half in, right? You have a piece half in the liquid and half out. The shayla is, does that make a Kavosh Kim Basar? How about a Kavosh Kim Basar? The question is it a fail of or not? So, remember that, my colleagues. Even out of the Kavisha is going to answer. I think Kavisha is not a fail amount. It goes up, just like a Kavisha goes up. So to Kavisha, Kavisha shoots up and it goes up. Some people are make them. They say what's outside of it is not going to go up. And then the Kavisha is where the Kavisha is only the part which is inside of it. What also goes up, what's outside it, we don't say Kavosh Kim Basar. Only what's in the actual water, when the single time in the actual water over there, we're not going to say Kavosh Kim Basar. It's not here that we saw in the whole theme in the symbol, we're not bucketing in Kavosh Hashanah. If it's going to be able to summon, it's not going to go all the way up. The only side of another matter is going to be by Yisra Kachas. It's like the Shah, thing that we're not bucketing in Kavosh Hashanah, then came from the Halach and the Maitre, which will always be Christian, say it goes all the way up. And therefore, which we machmer, I have to say that you have to machmer everything. But that on certain things we are blocking Kavosh Hashanah. Even though I'm blocking Kavosh Hashanah, because that's a liquid flea, clearly highly Nachman. It's the same we say by Yosef, so that we can say we're not blocking. But in situations like Kavish or things like that, when we are going to be bucking, and if it says, what's on top? I guess I didn't know that it doesn't go, and this one, Kavish doesn't go, so that's to say the rest. Kavish doesn't go. Now, the Nafkin, what's the Nafkin Alokh? The Nafkin Alokh was by the rules. So the Sefer says Zion, presumably not the Zion Yitzhak, that big problem that Shabbos, to get a guy to take the lulav out of the water. Why? Being that if the lulav sits in the water, it's going to be kavish. So etzik a kavish, and what is the problem? But some say, well, we're going to call the aluminum, that's going to be a problem. Some banos, this is like that. Call the aluminum, there's going to be a problem of kavish from a bush. So what do you do on Shabbos, Cholam Moed, where it's going to be sitting there for 24 hours, and the lulav is also, like some say, you got a guy to take it out. Take it out in order to have 25 hours straight, like you said, take it out, put it back in. You messed up your past 25 hours straight, so you got to go ahead and take it out, put it back in, and therefore it's not going to be 25 hours straight. A lot of Achinim Achil, like you said, there's no din of Kavish Kamavashal by all Dalaminim, it's only din Esrig, you know, Michael is played, Kavish Kamavashal affects the Tam. I'm saying if you're dealing with Dalaminim over there, there's no concept of Kavish Kamavashal when it comes to Shah Dalaminim. The Kesef and some Kechavei says, even if you say, there's a love, but only what's in actual water. Something which is on my in the water, over there is no Kavish Kamavashal. So you just have the bottom of the lulav in the water, and the Chanami, that part isn't Kavish on it. That part is also the lulav. For being you still have a shear, you have a shear which is a Maila, which is not a problem, but the Kesef Sefer, the team going to be Machmed, it's a Chanam Sefer, but what's above it is not going to be also. And if you still have a shell of mouth, it's going to be okay. And it seems to be it doesn't have a problem the fact that your bottom part of the lulav is covered and it's possible and you're shaking that part. It seems to be that doesn't bother him so much. But like the bottom, that's what accepts it. Problem 34, covered in 24 hours. That's all by water. You're dealing with things which are here. But Chaymit, you kind of said, even if it's less than 25 hours, you can make a book. What's the share? The share is in Shaki, Deshi, Tinal, R. Yes. The amount of time to put on a fire for it to get hot, you have to have a basso already. Something which is cold to get hot, in order to get cooked, already that's when you get dinner cooked. Exactly what the share is. Yeah, you really speak salad. What type of food are we talking about? Like, how big, how small, but the fire. The nice of the place in the Chesh is 16, 18 minutes already. The Chesh is up in the share. We have already 6 minutes, the Chesh is ready. And that has been a cooked first. We have choices on this. When Chavis is chodin tzir, Jack says dafke tzir. Tzir is chumkar. That's about of chumish. So the Shach says they say you only say it by tzir, which has meluach. It's salty. Well, they always chumah covers from bushel right away and it's gonna hatch it. Thinking the same with the davar chark is make a taste. So we say that then after chilek on the Rama on the Chavis. Harry passed so kama minutes. In the Shabra, I'm talking to Chilayim Tazvav, telling the first Tachman Aleph, Ayin Aleph, Mishra, Nafarin, Tachman Reishman Ayi Chavtala, different steers, how much, what? Tach Reishman Ayi Chavtala, Tachman Chavzayin Tazvav, and Tach Menzayin Ayin Aleph. Different steers, how much Paskins, Kape, whether Chaymet, Tier definitely does it, Shalakan, does different steers, how much. Now, even if it doesn't do it, the passage from the Chabra is that, it says that publishers don't necessarily get creeper. If you don't have it for your 6 minutes, it's taken in out right away, the second hour is going to get creeper. That's what we said showing the Mitzvah discusses that the Badat has this lettuce that you have to soak it because of the bugs. So it says the mice is not going to be so because even if it's less than the if you're soaking in vinegar, even if it's less than the Shiriyat, the mice, it's going to ask to get a creeper. So being that, you know, this is everything lachachiva, and see the Mechaber holds that it's even less than the kripa, it's going to answer, so therefore it's not to look here to soak your mara in chaymet, in chaymet.
Who put in
chaymet? Not people do, yeah.
The guy
in the shul that
found
that. Yeah. But in the shul, it might be maybe we'll make them, maybe we'll make them, but definitely not. Now, coverage not only by food, that applies to. If you cover something in a keli, you put something in for a keli for 24 hours, you put something in a keli for 24 hours, it sits there, it becomes treish. And therefore, the keli becomes treish, and now I have a bliya of any beginning. Which, if I have a bliya, if you go cook it, it's going to ask. Which type of keli have it, so if you're going to make four levels, it says, Eikon Cheret does have it, Machas is Machoikis, make a Makam Hefzid, Kris Chusit, she's also make a Makam Hefzid, and I saw that from him, say, like, no, that's Kris Chusit to make a, that there's no din of Kavish when it comes to Kris Chusit. When this is in the pot, not in the pot. When this is in the pot, so now, right. So those are the four daggers. Now, the regular, normal cases of mochis in the pot, you have a power of pot, you have mochis that if it's hours, you have bones go in the fridge, and mochis that's 24 hours. So the shayla is a little bit alach, and that's the case. So the chavis das, to just mention this kiddush, but the heter, you know, is the kavish kum of a shom. You know, there's more of a time kolish. If you take milk, put it in a pot for 24 hours, you take it that day, play shik, let the chavis das in the mochis. Because he says this is a kavish on kisser, Hashem Heter, which is a tam kavish, it's a week of tam. Over there is like the chavis das that we're not going to be machmir for the din of kavish kum avoshol. Seems that the most important is not like that, not like the chavis das. Like one is the shita chavis das who says that. Well, that's the other way around. If you have a kli which is usher or kli which is fleishik, then you put milk in the 24 hours. You have a kli which is usher, and you put something in the 24 hours. So that's good in the Heter, which says you have to be machmer. Kolach can be machmer. That doesn't make any sense. The chur kavish kum avoshol is only after 2 hours. If it's 24 hours now, it's any ben yomai. If it's any ben yomai, so then the pot doesn't ask her. So how could it be that we're going to ask her after 24 hours? How could it be that we ask her? Different malchim. Nachloinim. One side was maybe you took it out right away. That second, if you do mamzah second, the kavish kum avoshol takes 24 hours. Any ben yomai is the second list. So if your mom took it out that second and you put it in, so that could be a way that's going to answer. Not the Shekama case, the place of his malach, bring that thing lot, a little bit every single second. So even though it's going to be after 24 hours, it's going to come out legami, but being that the whole time it's getting time a little bit, and if you put it into power, it says it's been doing this. The whole time it's coming and coming and coming. So being that, therefore, even though the final not just to be after 25 hours, but the mice are going to bleed. I thought, I'm going to make one care when I'm not going to say something. If it's just for 25 hours, it's going to be much better, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. No, the other prayer is not going to make up. Now, what's the luck? You have a stuff. I think you have a stuff for coverage, and you open up your fridge, you'll know how long it was there, then what's going in the meat, you're not sure how long it's going to be. So, what's going to be a luck? Stuff for coverage. So, the remote. Plus, we call stuff a kavish definitely make up. Why? That first of the Torah, this is going to be so, and that first of the Torah, if on bus to chal, we definitely make it. And then it's a kavish from Russia when it comes to bus to chal, stuff is going to be. It comes to Shari Surim, the Mas says, the Shari Surim, that the Machmet, stuff is like, so chal, we have to be Machmet. It's like the Taz, how can we have to be Machmet? The Taz, the Chal is called Chetzkes Chetzkicha, and it's over here that the piece had a Chetzkes Kashas to it, and the piece of the mutter is like, that's the Chal, the kavish by Yisrael, we mutter. Which is the mutter according to the Taz? Can you have a topic whether it's 24 hours or this has to be made for? If it was 24 hours, you just answer which piece. There's two pieces. One piece is definitely 24 hours because you're not sure if it's 25. One piece is 24 hours, they are mixed up. Over this has machmer by Shari Sun. Taz only saying if it's a topic whether it's kavish, so being that, if it's a topic whether it's kavish, so being that, therefore you can be made for.
Which is
a
machmer?
If you have two pieces, one of them is already covered, they are mixed up. Yes. The topic with any piece is covered, so they have covered. You want to have anything? You have to clearly bring down a lot of chayim, which a chayim on the taz, and you can run where machmer. Now, but Basu Chalav, which we said is covered, Kivega said that that's all going to give you either cold. And you're not sure if the milk and meat have 25 hours, so the covered, you can make one, you can eat it cold. One now is all along. And cook it, like a kivege, but it has to be a topic device. So now that's going to be the bushel. And you're going to be cooking, and that's the shower device. And like a kivege, over there, you can't cook it because now it's a topic device. And being a topic device, we'll be asked to go cook it now. So, if in a regular case, like you're not sure how long it's there for, you can cook it because it's a topic device. That was about the Shochan one, the time that it's already Hochra, the Hesra. But now we say, if you're Shemach on the Taz, that it's really like Shai Shun, if you're Shemach on the Taz. and basically in Eikar. Just two more things in Eikar, let's move on to the next opinion, is that Kiviger says, Chavish Kamavusho, not only does it take what's inside the Kli, it also pulls it out from the outside of the Kli. That's what we said, the case of Menegei Pesach, you have the Nakosha glue, the guy that claims that it's the Nakosha glue, Nakosha the Pesach, or Kinyas, whatever it is, and there's one of the Nakoshas, who's not good, and the wine's going to be 24 hours, you're going to take the wine bottle, and it's going to come in, and therefore, Kavish is going to be a problem. Yeah, you do it clear, it's nice, but Kiviger does say it, and it's what I think because for the Kiviger.
There's a lot of people that get
Shachman
from
Purim.
People glue all these things on their wine bottles.
The inside of the bottle is cooking, and it's toilet from outside. And the place I do it, yeah, can you tell me how it's bottle? Can you tell me? Even on taste, I can even tell you. And there's limited. And the one that has a cup of kamavasha was, oh, we said, when you get it. How you say? It's probably not, right, it's not going to be crazy in there. It's not just, yeah. I'm saying it's not on Pesach, really, the already more of a problem.
What did
I say? Yeah, I can imagine most of the things are problems, saying, whatever, the plug-in, the field, it's not selling things. It's kind of...
Hey, what are you worried about?
Not really, right, no.
They're not worried.
No, not worried. I can find him. Unless it's a kid, yeah. Yeah, but again, Sakana, the saddle covers makes it in Sakana, that's the true thing. It's a Menayan where the covers can watch makes it in Sakana. And one last thing, yeah, the guest covers that has to be totally surrounded by those, you know, make it covers. Where we talk about who it doesn't mean it's not about a surround, it's about it that especially it has to be a lot of right there. It has to be a lot in order to be bishul. If it's right too fast, it just has a din of three. That's what the idea says. So the idea later on, so that only gets in. Unless it's only considered a bishul, it's always surrounded. So there, in order to be din kavish, to be kavim to mavus, it's going to have to be a lot of liquid, and if it's just a little liquid, it's not going to be din of kavish to mavus. Anything else on this? And okay, I don't know. So move on to the base. Okay. Is it too much material to break up into 2 days? Saying, could be an error. Fine. Should I go slower?
Wait, say?
I would prefer slower. Okay. Fine. Yeah. So this is about the different ways the recent Shani, Yikri Shani, Savagos. This is the same, you know, from the class, look at this in. But we'll call it, you know, when transfer, how they transfer, how much they transfer. Let's go through one more. Kli Rishon is, yeah, so the first thing is Kli Rishon. So Kli Rishon is Mevashel, it goes Kula, it goes all the way, and if you put on the Kli Rishon, it goes all over, and the Bria transfer, it goes all over. Now, the first thing I learned in Kli Rishon is, let's say a Kli Rishon where the Kli Rishon is not yet taught. It's about two separate kings. Where the Kli Rishon is not yet athletic. You can touch the Kli or whatever the Agdok has been. The same thing is going to do with the Kli is yet athletic. Who did not get the front of yet athletic? So let's start first where the Kli is not yet athletic. The essence of the Kli is not yet athletic is no Svara in the world, no Havamim in the world that a Kli is not yet athletic should give off Kli. It's not yet athletic and it can't give off Kli. Comes along with Yishalmi, then Yishalmi, Yishalmi, also HaChok, Kli Rishon. They made a Chok in Kli Rishon. They came along and made a Chumah, then a Kli Rishon. Even though it's not Yatza Ledes, that it's going to be Machmer, that it's going to give off Yatza Machmer, that gives up Kli, it's a Chok of Kli Rishon, a Chumah de Rabbanan. Where is the Chumah de Rabbanan? Ka'ala Eish, Shloy Ala Eish, Nechaz Ha'achoyman, but it's not Ka'ala Eish, even Shloy Ala Eish. The fact says it's tremendous Chumah, it's Ha'ashal, and therefore, the fact that no one imagines not to be Klippa, so all you need is a Klippa. Including them that they were mostly in a Baal Shach, and Baal Shach was Maskim, because what about the Shach learning the Yishami's Kosta Medina, and the Shach was Mekalamaita Meshibu, and Shinit Chesamaita was Mekalamaita. Shemichet, and the correct is Shechem Tamas Talad, and I'm Kevin Mishor. Mishabura, Miku Lagami, Loyal Kachaka Kirisha, and Halakim Yishami, the Goyim Machim Yishami, he did not have any Machmer, put something on a pot, the pot did not get the answer. The lettuce boy did not have to be Machmer, and there's no time to say that there are and it's okay. Let's go to Shabbos, kids are very lovely. You pack a burning hat, but you put something frozen, you put a frozen soup into the pot. And the frozen soup, then I can get the lettuce boy. We have a frozen schnitzel. You get the lettuce boy, and you realize that the pot you use is mochik. You have to worry if you give up your son that. This is the Prima Gun, the Prima Gun. If you want to brought down our Prima Gun, you say that it does. But the Prima Gun, you have to be machmer, that once the pot has lettuce boy, then you know it's machmer right away. That's the choices that if the pot is hot, for some reason, gives up later that away, even though the food is totally cold. Zaka Bani, you know, wasn't on St. Clair, but if you're on the choices, that right away, if the choices that it does give off, and it would be an issue. Pre-mission has been Aleph Bishloy Aleph. The pot was on the fire, or you're in the pre-mission. So, Loy Aleph, that also has been a pre-mission, and yes, it gives off clear Sagan. Yeah, we put two chumras in the Hagdar Kivishan, maybe three chumras in the Hagdar Kivishan. The chumra from the Chazanish. Chazanish says, based on Shemitah Deshin, that something is coming straight from the fire that still has been in the Kivishan. The only thing about the Kivishan is you have a pot on a fire, so you have a pot, you have a fire, and the pot is off, or you're pouring from a pot that loses the status of a Kivishan. Now, same thing, if you have something coming on the fire and it's flowing from the fire, the next place still has a Kivishan. There's a Chazanish. When you take a coffee on Shabbos, the place is that when you put from your urn that the food is on the fire, you pour it straight from the fire. Look at the Chazanish. It's coming, it's straight from the fire. The next cup it's in still has a din of Kivishan. Therefore, when you make a coffee, you need to make it one extra kelim, whether you're making Kivishan, because usually it's everywhere he made it, so he poured into extra kelim. You do not count the fifth kelim to make it into a Kivishan. Because it's coming something which is directly on the fire, it's coming from there. The urn is on the fire. So that's probably fine, because you're going here when you're pouring it out on the fire. Right, you get your kumkum up, so if your kumkum would be attached to the base, so it'll be on, and it's considered, that's when it comes to cashing on paper, people use that to extend the kula, you know, to get that. That's going to get actually reached. Right, so Rebekah, I'm not going to say that. Yeah, it's going to be that. Rebekah, I'm not going to say that, and then that Christian has to be all that does not have a din of, it will be considered reaching. Yeah. That's what Berkowitz always tells people, turn on your kumkum.
And then bring your hand.
Use a very thick glove, and if you keep it on, and then... What do you think? Okay, maybe you go for lessons, you go for Shemesh from Yaakov, fine. Now chumra, which is getting machmer, which is a very skiach, the chumra of the chazan is, and the place in Yad Yudah, that they say that a pre, what's the word in Kivishan? Kivishan is that if you have food, which was not up by the fire, and food is ended up in a pot, and they have a pot in between, that's the Kivishan. You take that, put it somewhere else, that gets the status of a Kivishan. Thus, the chazan is, if you put it, there's no pot in between. You're frying, you put something in a microwave, you put something in the microwave. Or your, what's that stuff called again? Shawarma, right? The shawarma sticks, those are things. Just frying it straight, and it's not in any pot. What's that again? The fishery, yeah. Shish kebab, all those things, the shish kebab, you make a shish kebab or something like that on the fire, so that gets the din of the kirishan. The fire warmed up the meat is a kirishan, and then you put it other places. It can be a tremendous chumra. You put it other places and add dinner. That's why if you take it, you put it onto another plate, onto another plate, onto all the plates, because it's called Kirishan, touch all the plates. And it can't, even without the chumra of a gush, this would be awesome. The Yad Yehuda was chay. Let's imagine the chazan is a placey. What chay should that have been of a Kirishan? Fine. That's now move on to Iri Kirishan. Kiri Kli Rishon is when you pour something from Kli Rishon. So the halacha is Nechakol Rishonim, whether it's in a Kli Rishon, Kli Risheni, Kli Klipa. We paskin Iroi is Loi Nisak HaKiluach and Mavatsa Kli Klipa. Therefore, if you're pouring straight Mokhe Klipa onto, you pour it onto and into your sink or somewhere else, that's called Iroi Loi Nisak HaKiluach and it's called Mavatsa Kli Klipa. Now, the Primogamus says that even though we're maximum, even Matzah Klippot Negei HaShabbos also, that's why if you're pouring on, pouring from your urn, and you want to make a tea or something, since you're Matzah Klippot, that's why it's Matzah, and that's why it's Matzah Negei. So the Primogamus in Samachas, that which is even Matzah Klippot is a Chumah, is a Mechlech Rishani. What's that say Klishani? It's a Klishani. So the Primogamus, we only can take the Chumah, sorry. And no right to say that you are in the Rasha to take it even the Kula. Will it be the Kula? The case of the Kula is, if it comes to Kasher, you got a Pesach. If the way your food or your pot or whatever it is you think of Kashering came outside the Zav Gush, so Zav Gush is outside the Kli Rishon. You know, we say on goes into the Klipa because we say Tata Gava, the bomb's cold. We have no right to go ahead and say now that to use Iwai for it, think that Iwai is. You can't take it with kula. That's the Primogamus said. The Shulman has to take the questions for this. The Shulman says that when you can't say the kli rishon, you can't say the yirei. Nice. So the minig is most people are makel now. The Primogamus kind of different svaras and saying we makel. Besides the yirei is mavashal. Also hoping of the toy gover is the chumla. The chumla darban. And this is about the truth. And therefore, when it comes to this a lot of people aren't ready to be makel.
But other situations
that came to the Klippah mean now. But all the Klippah is Melicha. Melicha goes to the Klippah Mekah. Right? That's something I'm going to talk about. People want to extend the Gush. Now, or the Gush, or the Jason without lying to fake, but those are much more chumra. I'm saying Melicha is more make it then. The Gush only says about Melicha, he's in other places, so... Melicha
may rule be Machma.
Melicha should be Machma, yeah. No, the Melicha is Machma. When it comes to Davagosh, when it comes to when you have to take over, which is Chumah.
The Shura also applies when you got into
Tepay Gavah. The Shura seems to say Tepay Gavah also. I mean, that's from the face. I'm a nice one when it comes to face. We're dealing with something with a terrible top and bottom. And, you know, it's kind of Chumah. Therefore, it might be in America, like Shaman, it might be Machma. So, a lot of people Machma to do almost a different situation. That's Iru Lo Nifsek Kekulot. Iru Nifsek Kekulot means that it stopped and it and went down. It's not going to come down after the Klippa. Chazan says it's a very good chumra, make a taste. Chazan says, I think, Chazan Shkut, Chazan in some temples, I think it was. Chazan says that there's no way to play a card with such a halacha. And Chazan says that, it's a zanot, it's a zain, that's very good chumra, it's a very good chumra. But Chazan says that if you have people's kanis, it's based on a shach and sad gimel. The classic case of unitary kulak is your frying schnitzel, we frying pizza, and the liquid spritzes. Five across the kitchen, like the chacham sadim, based on the shach, that we're dealing with, Simon Tanker. We're dealing with Tichus Panis, so when we're dealing with a small drop, thus the chacham sadim, you can assume that it cools down. The Brooklyn Police says that's all applies, that it's not oil. Oil only stays boiling, piping hot. Oil to shoot across, and yes, they have. But if we're doing something which is not oil, we're dealing with a regular, you know, a regular chicken soup or something like that, it just has some scripts, you can make on say that the cubic panic cool down and it's not going to be a problem. Fine, that's going to get you it. The next thing is Klisheni. The other Klisheni is Mavashua, Klisheni is Mavliya. Then again, you make a coffee and you put in the place a good spoon, and that is Klisheni. Mavashala and that. The three shikas in Rishonim, whether it's Mavliya, it's not Mavliya, Mechav brings down Kli, Sheni, and Mavashal, Yesham again, Machal Mavliya, it's not about Mavliya, Yesham become Machal Machal Mavliya, but it's a great Klippa, so he brings the Yesham after the Klippa, Yesh the Dovah Chila. Chav Paskin, that Kli Sheni, Yesh the Dovah Chila, the Dovah, that the Machma, that Kli Sheni is yet going to the Machal Mavliya. The food, we're going to use. Why are we going to use the food? Being that the food is the other that we're going to use. If it go kosher, one should consider, what should one consider, being that Kachilo, and the right thing is the Kachilo. That's what the Kriya says, and that's from the Chava. That's where Ramad is the word that Krishani is not going to be Mavashal. He's not going to do anything. Ramad always says that if someone is Krishani, like Akhmun, that's a thing, it's a Kalal. Ramad insists Gimel, and coming to the same thing, not that at all. And he argues on the argument. He comes in Zion Cafe, Mr. Gould, and make on Krishani. He can't put the Gamash of Painting. He gets Mr. Gimel Gimel. He says the Minigam Moyam is yes, can you make all in Krishani? And we're not Maka Krishani, and therefore we are making. Kriya is going back to Mechaba. I don't see a fact. He's just translating the Mechaba. He's not saying a fact. Yeah, all the time Kriya is not the Mechaba. What do you do with Chachiva? Don't know if he... Okay, I'm not Mechaba. I'm trying to say. Sorry, I'm not saying Mechaba. Yeah, okay.
Is this their husband?
Okay, he's raising a husband now. He's not giving... he's going to the Mechaba. He's not going to the Mechaba. What's the color of this one? It's shiny. Shabbos, we're not looking at the color. So that is about the Bechola. So Chazon Ish says the same thing, and the Chazon Ish is talking about the Bechola, and you're talking about Shabbos, the color of Bechola is supposed to be about the Bechola. This is the reason of Kali Abishu. Like it's true, it says that Kali Abishu will be the... What? Yeah, but the Chazon Ish is in Kali Abishu attack. It doesn't apply to everything, the Shul applies to everything. Exactly, it's true, we don't bring back Kali Abishu, Kali Abishu is the Dino. So Kali Abishu is the Dino, we're not going to answer. I'd rather don't put any... Everyone doesn't put smoke in their place to go panically shame. Well, he can do it. That's the kind of person who is not present. Now, who just said an interesting malach? He said, we've seen that there's a chilek so far that maybe on Shabbos preaching that we've seen discussing Bria, that maybe there's no Bria, but it is Bria. But yeah, you do. You have an absence. You have a concept that it's not Bria. Sorry, it's Mavasho, but it's not Bria. But yeah, you do. Kachosho, Mavasho. But not Kali Bilua. Okay, he was trying to squeeze. Okay, I have a muscle. It was cooked, but it was not by later. It's Kali Abishu. It's going to get cooked, but it's not going to be later. It's not going to be later. He says, it's called Kali Abishu, not Kali Abishu. And that's why there's no concept of Kali Abishu break down by Abishu Lechola, because it won't be Mavashu, so it won't be Mavashu. The Chavis Adam had a chumma of Yad Nichves, that if you have something which gets to a point, the Krishani with Yad Nichves is so hot, where a person is going to book the top. You touch it with Yad Nichves, and Yad Nichves, and that's an option of Krishani, which was the, based on the Sugi of Meister. The Chazon said, could be Meister, it's not good. In the Gay Kriya, it's Meister. But the Ramam Pach, it's in the Small Testament, they said, well, and it was Meister, it's bad. In the Gay Kriya, it's Meister. If Yad Nichves, this goal, the six things that could make a Meister. Six things is, which are Gmam Lachal Meister. So one of the six things is Bishon. Like the Malach of the Rambam, if you put something in the Krishani and it's Yad Nichves, it's in the Kaveh Lamaisa. Like the Chayyad, and from there we see that Krishani is Mavasa and it's Mavasa of Yad Nichves. Because instead of what he says, it's not a Raya, the Gedir of Bishol of Kriyas Maisa, it's not the same Gedir of Bishol for Bach B'Chalav. It says, Ma'an Samukach, Maisa Mishpura does bring down the Chayyad, and there's a Chumra of Yad Nichves. Yad Nichves, even if we are Mach when it comes to Krishri, or Moshe Chazanish, or the Ligo, I can say, even if we are making mitzvahs and also doing kli shlishi, a little nicer, we're going to make on the kli shlishi, and it's a minute we're going to make on the kli shlishi. Yeah, Menagei, what's kaveh kli shlishi and kli shlishi? Menagei, if you, your soup on your plate on Shabbos, that's kli shlishi and kli shlishi. No, we got a ladle. There's a ladle, you know, the kli shlishi, when ladle came in kli shlishi, there's a ladle, get a separate din of a separate keli. This is another lady who make it into klisheni, when you pour into your soup, into your bowl, it can be klisheni or not. But if the ladle was there for a very long time, and the ladle was steaming by itself, and it's not a secret, so there's more as in a klisheni. And even the kula, the soup isn't going to get a kashrin. The keli, if you use the ladle, it's not a secret, even the kula, as in a klisheni, you can pour from the ladle. You go in a situation where it's not a secret, so the Shabbos is not a klisheni. So when you get different cheetahs, in the shabua, and other Shabbos, place himself in relation to the most of Shemir Kass, then there really two mahach in that answer. It's a rule, but the Maitre Mishnah says it depends on who your Shaila is. If your Shaila is Shaila, right, so then the Shaila is, so then you have to be machma that a little identically Rishi. What does that mean? If you're pouring from your ladle directly onto your breadcrumbs or something like that, which Shaila is right, so you're equally Rishi, then you have to be machma. If you're dealing on a Shaila Darabonim, the Shaila is a Krishani Krishishi, already is in your bowl. Now, it's definitely cliche. You say, well, it's a cliche. No. You have to make with a chumra kali vessel. But in the cliche, like, if you say, it's a cliche, it's a cliche. If you say, it's a cliche, not a cliche, it's a cliche. So once you're rolling, you should make on the ladle and treat it as a cliche. Once it's in your super ready, you can down it already as a cliche. You ready? I can down it as a cliche, because it's a cliche, it's a cliche. It's like, in the cliche, like, over there, you can make it. And again, the chumra double gus, so... Double gush is a machlokes. What double gush is makes has been a kliyish right now. What's the svar based on places in Shabbos is the lumdus of a kliyish. You have to defend it to makaris. What is the lumdus of a kliyish that is still keeping it high? What's the kumakuda? So the machlokes or mal is mekel. Mashal is machma for the chumah of double gush. Second time is also mekel machma for the chumah of double gush. Now when it comes to double gush, the machlokes is double gush. My vassal. So double gush is just mavriach. Now this double gush had been in hilchos also v'chala. The double gush is going to be mevasha. This is mavriach. When you're doing with Shabbos, when you're doing with kachav, when it comes to abrisim, the double gush is not going to be considered double gush. Machlokes is going to have a zat. And if you're mevasha, when double gush is mevasha, the double gush is just mavriach. The second machlokes, which comes up in the gay of Shabbos and comes to your challenge, because the Shulchan pays that in Tadagal Zion brings down that if somebody whether double gush is Mavasho or double gush is just Mavriya. If it's Mavriya, so then it only applies to Pasul Chol, it will not apply to Shabbos. If it's Mavasho, it applies. No, it's only Mavriya or Mavasho? Maybe there's no double gush not only than Mavasho. What?
That was
the passage. And this is the Shaykhumi or Machmachmi. Now the Machmach Shaykhumi, that one of the Machmach Shaykhumi when it comes to the Chumma Dava Gosh. But you want to put ketchup on your chicken. You know, your chicken Dava Gosh. Being that ketchup is a Dava Lach. On a Dava Lach, the Lach is a Dupaz Mitzvah Shachabishal, but it is a Machmach Mitzvah Shachabishal. But the Machmach Shaykhumi or Machmachmi, and you have the Machmach Shaykhumi to worry about Dava Gosh putting ketchup on your chicken. What? Yeah, but double gush is within a creation. That's the thing. Double gush is within a creation. What do you mean? Yeah, double gush stays always. It stops, yeah. That's the way it is. The way to negate double gush, don't put your chicken straight in your salad. The salad wasn't cold. Don't put a plate straight on your salad. Because that will become a double gush, and therefore you shouldn't put it straight onto your salad. When it comes to chones already, we said that when it comes to chones, so... Zion says that if you have a double gush that's sitting in a liquid, your potato is sitting in your chalice, in your liquid, you have a liquidy chalice. Does that get a chumra double gush? Or you say no, being that liquid is getting cooled down on your day, the liquid, so when that cools down, also the potato. So if it's true that Zion is mako, So here, one does not have to be machmer. Why? Because it could be it's the chanak says double gush. Therefore, when it comes to your thing, therefore you're right. One last thing, if I can mention tomorrow, and just speak about the end of the game a little bit. When you get to the Chumud Daniel, Chumud Daniel says, that when it comes to blias take time. If you put something in for a split second, they come and graze against each other, which is there for a couple of seconds. So blias take time, being that blias take time, therefore, if you take out right away, so therefore it's just going to be okay. Now, who's it with her? You get a lot of cashes, you get some Akasha Moshi, SMAS, or what that was, every few rooms of the creeper, goes right away, doesn't take time, and whatever the idea is, it's kind of like the place can use the Chumud Daniel as a tool. Masham is the Gemara Shai Zayin. The Kuf Tam Zayin discussed on a Pesach that somebody who has teeth or has fillings or something like that should come on Pesach every time when you chew the food, or not going to taste anything very much. And it should be a problem because during the year you had a chametz and when. So the Mashamot Mitzarev, the Chametz Daniel, he says that being that it only went for a second, and then went very quickly. Therefore, you have the Chametz Daniel, you also didn't stop question because he says that could be that when you have to let it play, because normally you put things in your mouth, actually you have to let it play. He's going to use your mouth as a synonym for you have to let it play, which I guess we'll figure out next time. If we finish off the Kazakhabur, that whether, you know, when you have to let it play, whether you could count. Whether you can count a person touching it, is that enough? Because you have to say, Mishamu Tisav, the Chamudei Daniel.